not only did you do all the academic teaching, but it has actually did all the payroll, did all the administrative roles and work for the whole of the university. And it was enormous thing. It had about 32k memory, which these days, you know, it's minuscule. Yet it occupied a room, a whole wing of the Cavendish building. And one other thing I do remember that we taught programming. Like we taught Fortran, was one of the earliest languages we taught. And we had development exams, program development exams, where the students had to write their code on a paper form, a special tabulated form. Because in Fortran, you had to start your statements in column 11 or column 7 or something. So they write it all in pencil on a sheet. We were runners, the staff and invigilators. We ran into the machine room where Mrs. Routledge, who was the chief in charge of all the computer operations, her staff would be sitting at large punch card machines. I don't know whether you
I've heard of them. They're,
each one would be the size of a standard dining room table, with a shoe where you just slotted all. You'd have the staff would have their coding sheets and they'd type away, and each line of a program would occupy a punched card. And it's literally it's a card with little holes punched in it. And the program would end up as a stack of punched cards, probably about 10 centimetres long, each card by about 4 or 5 centimetres wide.
Yeah.
And then you'd rush those, another member of staff would rush those up and feed them into the computer. The computer would then compile the program.
Yeah.
Invariably, of course, there'd be a mistake. Either the student had done something wrong or they'd been mispunched. So if there was an error, you then had to take the error back into the exam room for the students. They then had to fill out some more coding forms. You had to rush them back into the operations room where the staff would type them out.
How long did it all take?
3 hours, minimum. It's a 3-hour exam. And you spent probably half of that running back and forth.